A large chunk of federal funding for community health centers in North Carolina is up in the air. That's because Congress let the September deadline expire without renewing the dollars to centers that serve more than a half million people across the state. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Cabarrus Rowan Community Health Centers serve 7,400 patients, about half of which are uninsured. CEO Kim Wagoner says if lawmakers don't renew federal funding by January, she stands to lose just under half her budget. If that happens, Wagoner says she'll likely have to close 3 of 4 locations and lay off half the doctors and physicians' assistants.
These are folks that you're never going to get back because they're just hard to recruit. And when they move on, why would they come back into a community health center if this is a possibility that this would be happening again?
The federal government has long offered an incentive for medical professionals to work at these community health centers in the form of medical school loan repayment. That funding has also not been continued. Ben Money with the North Carolina Community Health Center Association is concerned if these centers start to close, people may have less access to care and may end up going to the emergency room.
It would be a real economic hit to our hospitals and emergency rooms as well because people would show up there for more expensive care.
According to a 2013 study, going to the emergency room can be more than 8 times what it costs to have a visit at a community health center. A bill that would continue funding passed the House earlier this month, but didn't gain Democratic support because it included cuts to preventive and public health funding that was part of the Affordable Care Act. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.